Amen. Let's just pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're an awesome God, an awesome Father that loves us beyond our comprehension. And Father, we just pray, Lord, as we open your word, that you will speak to each and every one of us today, Lord, because you love us with such a passion, Lord, and we want to honor you, Lord. So, Lord, just open our hearts as we open your word, Lord, we pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Anybody here ever been through a hard time? Put your hand up if you've been through a hard time. Yep, keep your hand up if you've been through a hard time. If your hand is not up, don't worry, you will. That's okay. That's Jesus said in the, put your hand down now, Jesus said in this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. So we all go through hard and difficult times, and I want to talk a little bit about that. There's the famous missionary, William Carey, who was a missionary from England. He went to India, did an incredible amount of work there. And while he was there, his heart was so that the people there could have the Word of God and understand the Word of God in their own language. And so while he was there, he spent a lot of time learning the local language, and then he came up with grammars and dictionaries, and was then able to start putting the scripture in the language that the people could themselves understand. And so he did that and did a lot of work, and very successfully. So the Mission Society back in England, they actually sent him a printing press, and then from with that printing press, he was able to start printing out the scriptures and distributing to people so they would know the Word of God in their own language. And everything was going really well. And then one day a fire came and swept through and destroyed everything. They lost the printing press, lost all the copies of the Bible. Worse than that, all the work he'd done, all the grammars he'd done, the encyclopedia, the dictionaries, all of the things that he had done to help him translate, all his work was destroyed and gone in an instant. Everything was gone. And so what did William Carey do? Well, what William Carey did is he just fell down to his knees and he prayed this prayer, and his prayer was this. He said, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have given me the strength to be able to do everything and start all over again, and that I have the years and the strength to do that. What an incredible statement of faith for that. Because for some, when everything goes bad, how do we react to that? If you lose everything that you have, how do you handle that? How do you handle adversity? I want to have a talk falling about deep, calling to deep, and part again our theme of deeper. I want to have a look at Psalm chapter 42. So if you get a Bible, you can look at that. If you haven't, go buy one. They're readily available at every Christian bookstore and every bookstore. Also, we'll have the scripture up on the screen so you can follow it. Or if you didn't get a bookmark, we've got a bookmark when you came in, there, it'll be also on that bookmark. But let's read Psalm chapter 42. It says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. And this is beautifully written. It's written in a poetic form, poetic language for us. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I used to go to the house of God on the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise amongst the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of Jordan, the heights of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep, and that's the title of my message. Deep calls to deep, and the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love, and at night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. A very powerful psalm, beautifully written, one from the sons of Korah. Beautiful psalm. And it's, I want to talk about, as I said, about deep calling to deep. And it's a wonderful illustration where it says, deep calls to deep and the roar of the waterfalls. All your waves and your breakers is swept over me. Now, this is a very dramatic picture that you see, a dramatic picture of distress. And if you can just imagine it, the ocean and the massive storm, the winds are sweeping up, ripping up the waves, big massive waves breaking, and a big roar of the waves as the wind is, well, the wind of the waves whipping them up. You've got in the sky, you've got thunder, you've got lightning, and you've got this, everything seems to be happening at once. It says deep calling to deep. And so there's the roar of the waves and the wind coming, and then there's the response from the rain and the wind, the lightning. And so deep calls to deep, and it's this huge tumultuous roar and upset and disturbance. He's talking about an extreme situation, extreme circumstances that he is describing here, a desperate circumstance that they're talking about here, the sons of Korah, who wrote this particular psalm, and describing a situation of that. And I'm sure many of us have been in circumstances where maybe it's felt like that, where the circumstances where there's just everything seems to be coming from this way and from there, deep calls to deep, and it talks about waves breaking over and a succession of waves. It's not just like one big wave comes, it's like wave upon wave upon wave upon wave. And that's what is being described here in this passage, this extreme circumstance. And I'm sure many, if not all of us, have been through perhaps times like that. I'm not talking about the time you didn't get a car park spot and, oh, gee, that was hard, or the time you got a flat tire, you poor thing, or the time you hurt your little pinky. I'm talking about extreme situations. And many of you have been through, and if not all of us have been through, situations where it's been like that, where the circumstances just seem to be from both sides and getting us on both sides. Deep calls to deep, it says. And there's something about, I want to talk about deep calling to deep, and I want to talk about that under a number of levels this morning. And one of the ways that deep is calling to deep is where there's something deep within us and deep external things. Because what can happen is that when there's external pressures and things that are happening on the outside of that, and it's almost like that's calling to a response inside of us where our own emotions can begin to rise up, or we can start to get despairing, and some people can get down, and then we can get all sorts of emotions and things can get stirred up. It's like deep calling to deep. The deep circumstance of the problem can begin to stir and cause some things to rise up within ourselves, and that we can feel heartache and despair and all of these natural human emotions that we feel when things are like that storm where it seems to be happening all around. It's like things get stirred up and called up within us, a whole lot of emotion can begin to rise up. Some people, when they're going through a circumstance, some people, anger is something that seems to get called up by the extreme circumstances. Others, it's despair and sadness and gloom and doom and whatever else. Some people will lash out at other people. All different things can happen as this, like the circumstances are drawing this stuff out of our lives, deep calling to deep. This human response, and here it's quite strongly worded, the agony of this situation. It says, verse 3, my tears have been my food day and night. Tears have been my food day and night. Now just imagine a child coming, say, Mum, what's for tea? Oh, no, not tears again. Like it's day and night, this poetic language constantly. Food is my tears. The tears are my food day and night. It says, my bones suffer mortal agony. That sounds pretty extreme, doesn't it? My bones suffer mortal agony. And then in verse 6 it says, my soul is downcast within me. And so there can certainly be a human response when there's a tumultuous situation where everything seems to be happening around us. And if you haven't been through that, unfortunately, you will go through that. That's a part of life. We go through those times. We go through those seasons. But it depends on what happens, how do we get through that? And the scripture makes it very clear, actually, how we can come through that when we're right in the middle of all of that, how we come through when the circumstances are like that tumultuous circumstance. But there can be a human response of agony in the bones. It says, my bones suffer mortal agony, tears, food day and night. My soul is downcast within me. And we can have all those responses, and they're actually natural responses. We're none of us are immune to that, because all of us are living and breathing. You're here this morning because you're living and breathing. Amen? Amen. And if you're not here, we're here. And so we will respond. And so on one level, there is a response, but that's a fairly superficial response, just our own emotions, how we are responding to something. I want to talk something a little bit deeper about than just our own human response to the circumstances around us. And we all feel stuff. Every one of us feels stuff. If none of us are immune to anything. We all feel. We feel the things that are happening around us and even to us. And whether you're the cause of it or you're the victim of it or whatever the circumstance is, it doesn't matter. We can feel things. But we've got to be ones who live beyond just the response of our human emotion if we want to get out of this situation. Because the psalmist, it doesn't stay in the situation where my bones suffering mortal agony, my soul is downcast within me. It's not a passage of doom and gloom and depression and that's it and hopelessness. It's actually a lot of hope and life that is actually contained within the psalm. And so we want to go a little bit deeper about deep calling to deep, not just about our own response to the circumstances around us and how that will infect us and can impact us in our own emotions, but to go a little bit deeper. And one of the wonderful things that I see in this is that when there's a deep need, that there's that deep need within us, when there's that heartfelt, there's that deep need that we have. The deeper that the need that we have, the more desperate the circumstances, the deeper need in the situation that we have. There's a call that goes out, and the call that answers to that is the fullness of God. Is every answer is actually found in God. He is our sufficient one. Christ is our sufficient one. His grace is sufficient for us, but he is our all-sufficient one. And so the greater you need, it's like there's the call of a need for an answer, for a solution for the circumstance and the situation that we might be in. And the greater the cry of the need, then the fullness of God, it's there. It's like the call or response is there's this call from heaven, deep calling to deep, the deep need, but then there's the deep resources of heaven, the unlimited resources of heaven. The everything that we need is actually found in the Lord. He has the answer for every circumstance and every need. And so the deep need crying out, there's the deep fullness of God and calling and ready to come and to bring the answer to our situation. Psalm 130 verse 1, it says this, out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. And there's something that when we have that deep need, that there is that answer contained in heaven. There's some people who have a deep need within their life, they don't even realize that. They actually have a need to give their life to Jesus Christ. They have that need. And there's the fullness of, he actually gave everything we need. Jesus accomplished that for us on the cross. The fullness of God is there. Everything is there for us. And so that deep need, and then there's that deep answer that's all there ready to come for us. And so we praise God for that. Deep comes to deep. Because what he says, and the psalmist says in verse 5, it says, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And there's an encouragement, put your hope in God. And so it's interesting, you know, when people go through all sorts of things, and our emotions begin to rise up, people can then start to have that little inner voice, which is not the voice of the Holy Spirit, but their own thoughts. They can allow that to begin to spiral. That's how people end up in depression, because that little self voice becomes very negative. They talk about negative things. They say, oh, woe is me. This is hopeless. This is no hope. And, you know, what am I going to do? This is destroying me. No. Despite acknowledging the reality, and it's fine to acknowledge the reality of your circumstance. If you're going through painful or difficult situations, it's okay to acknowledge that. We're allowed to acknowledge that. But what we need to do is not allow our thoughts to run away into doom and gloom, but to do even as the psalmist said. He said, why are you downcast? Why are you downcast? Are you just looking at this circumstance? He says, no, put your hope in God. For yet I will praise him, because knowing that the fullness of God is sufficient, I will praise God. For yet I will praise God. For yet I will praise God, because the fullness of God is there. Yes, the desperate need and the cry, the heart, But yes, the fullness of God is there, and yet I will praise him. And that's how we have to live our lives, not allowing our thoughts and emotions to spiral out of control. It's amazing how for some that can happen. And we all feel stuff. Every one of us bleeds, every one of us hurts, but we've got to be ones who are disciplined and within ourselves that we say to ourselves, why are you downcast? Put your hope in God. Put your hope in God, for yet I will praise him. And he says it twice. The psalmist says this twice. Verse 5, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior, my God. Verse 11, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And so there's something within us that as we go through those circumstances that we need to, yes, you can acknowledge it. Yes, I'm downcast. It's fine to acknowledge that. But you don't live in that. Let the need be a call that cries out. And the answer from heaven is there's the sufficiency there. For yet I will praise God. But really what I want to do is go a little bit deeper about going deep calling to deep. Because the context of this passage, it actually gives us a context. It starts in verse 1. It says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? It talks about this thirst, this desperation, this hunger, this thirst for God, wanting the Lord so much. And really, when we're talking about deep calling to deep, this really, the context is that more than just the response of our emotions to the external situations. And even more to ourselves, are saying to ourselves, hang on a minute, let's get a sense of perspective here. This is not the end of the world. This is not the end of my life. This is a time, it's a season. It may be a difficult, it may be a painful season, but we get a sense of perspective and say, hang on, why is my soul downcast within me? For yet I will praise God. My God will get me through this. My God will take me through this. And so we have that eternal perspective, that sense of perspective that whatever the season is, that my God, he is going to get me through this. And so that's one level, but deeper down, as I said, is this whole context of really what the deep calling to deep is, really a heart cry for intimacy with our Father in heaven, with a call in heaven. It says, my soul pants for you, my soul thirsts for God. And it's just such a longing, an intense longing in the heart. And every person, whether they know Jesus or not, there is a longing inside of them. Every one of us who has been created, we've been created to be in relationship with our Father in heaven. God has made us, he's created us that we'd be in intimate fellowship with him. And because of that, deep seated in the heart of every man and every woman, and yes, even every child, there is this longing. There's a longing within them, the cry, the heart cry, to be in relationship with their Father in heaven. It's a longing, and it's a deep longing deep within the heart of man, of every man, every woman, every man and woman, every child, every person that is here. Deep within you, fundamentally, because of the way that you were created, the way that you were made, is that there is a deep cry in the heart, a heart cry for God. My soul, it pants for you. I don't know whether, you know, how hot and desperate you've been for water. None of us have been dying of thirst. We've been really thirsty. You might have been extremely thirsty. We've had a few hot days. And maybe you'd have to drink a lot more water. You get a lot thirsty. But this is a desperate, Lord, I just want you so much. Such a deep, deep cry from the heart, Lord. I long for you. Lord, I have intensity for you, Lord. I'm desperate, desperate for you. And that's, as I said, that is actually in the heart of every man and every woman. As some people try to resolve that longing, that something deep that is within them, that deep calling out, some people try to, rather than let the Lord resolve that, where the only resolution is within the relationship that we have with our Father. Some people try to fill all of that, this longing, deep thing within them, and they try to bury that longing. They put all sorts of stuff in there. They put material things in there. They put relationships, wrong relationships in there. They put all sorts of things in there, addictions, habits, all sorts of things. They try to fill this thing, but that longing of the heart can only be filled by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that'll ever fill that longing in the heart. And so there is that deep cry. There is a heart cry from the heart of men. But there is also equally the cry from God's heart for us. Because God loves us, and I keep telling us how much God loves us, but we'll never understand it fully. And I'll never understand it fully until I'm in heaven with my Father. But there is the cry from the heart of God, who just wants to love you so much, deep, deep, passionately, deeply entrenched in the heart of God, is his love for you, because he is love. And he's that call, the cry of the deep longing of love of God calling, and it's calling to within us that deep, deep-seated needing and longing for our Father. There's that cry deep, calling to deep, calling one to the other. And it is a deep call. It's a deep call for intimacy. He says, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God. It's a deep call, a deep longing of the heart. It's a cry for intimacy. It's a cry to be so close to the Father, for the sense of his presence to be so close. This cry, this heart cry, to have that deep communion with him, that deep fellowship with him. And the cry comes from within every heart. And it's interesting that Jesus said that if anyone is thirsty, John 7:37, he said, it won't come up on the screen, but he said, if anyone is thirsty, come to me. If you're thirsty, come to me. Because that thirst within us, the only one who can ever resolve that, the only one who can ever satisfy that, is through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only way. It's the only way. And certainly when you are in the midst of the tumultuous circumstances, and it seems like a breaker is one after the other wave breaking after that, then what we need is we need intimacy. We need the presence of God to be strong and deep within our heart. And it's interesting, it says in this beautiful passage, it says this. See, he acknowledges right even in the middle of all of that is going on. Verse 7 again, deep calls to deep, and the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers are swept over me, this circumstance. But in verse 8 it says this. By day the Lord directs his love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. And so God, there's a deep cry of God. And so God, even though we're in the maybe in the storm, God is directing his love to us, that deep yearning longing of God. And he is directing his love, whatever circumstance you are finding yourself in now or maybe possibly in the future, always remember God is directing his love to you. Not just God loves everyone. He loves everyone. He does love everyone. But he is focusing with intensity his love on you. He's directing his love to you right at that time, right at that point. The Lord is directing his love to you. Deep is calling to deep. And our response out of that, it says, and by night, it says that then my song, it begins to rise to you. My worship begins to come to you. My adoration, my honor, my esteem begins to rise up within me, because the deep is calling to deep. And as I'm loving my Father and honoring him and lifting him up, and then the prayer begins to rise from my heart in the midst of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And that's very powerful, because we will find ourselves, or if you're not in a middle life situation, you will find it sometime you will be through that. But there's nothing more powerful than when we know that God is directing his love for me right at that moment, and he's pouring his love there. And that, what else can we do but respond to worship him and to honor him? He's created us for that very reason. He's made us for that purpose. And so despite the waves, despite everything else, we can rise up and we can worship him and love him and to be loved of God. And that thirst that we have, that thirst for his love and that thirst for his presence, he will satisfy that. He satisfies the deepest needs of our heart. There's things that are within each and every one of us that some are deep that perhaps you don't want to share it. Some things that are so deep that perhaps you don't even understand it yourself, that you don't even know those things. But the only answer to resolve the things and actually to fully grow and to be everything that God made us to be is to allow the Lord just to, when he calls us and he's always there with his fullness and his answers, and but his love is for us to respond to that. And you find if you do that, you're going to get through whatever may come your way. It doesn't matter how big the wave or how big the storm, but there is that cry within the heart, and the cry within the heart of God. And when deep calls to deep and then they come together, something very powerful is unlocked and unleashed. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be the daughter, sons and daughters of the living God, and to be in that intimate relationship with him. It says, verse 8, by day the Lord directs his love, and at night his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. And so there's that. And that's why when we're coming together and worship, you know, I was actually in conversation with someone last night and said, it always amazes me. It astounds me. I can't understand or comprehend why anyone would ever not go to church because they're going through a hard time, if they were physically to be able to be there. You know, but I've had people at times saying, oh, look, I haven't been or not going because I'm going through a hard time and I'm sorting it out. I think, crazy person. I don't say that because I'm gracious, but really... I'm really, really sick, so I'm not going to go to the doctor. I'm just too sick to go to the doctors. I'm sorry, look, you know, I need an operation, too sick to go to the hospital. I mean, if anyone told you that, look, I'm just too sick to go to the doctors, you think, what? And yet sometimes in our own, see, what happens is we've gone back to the first level, with the deep external pressure and then the deep eternal stuff, and we allow that to get so big and so loud and so caught up in that we forget that, you know, fundamentally God's heart is for us, and fundamentally is that need for God, and God just wants to pour his heart and his love upon us. Don't ever be foolish and think, oh, I'm not going to go to church because I'm going through a hard time. You need to be running to church. You need to be there at the prayer meeting. You need to be ready, because we need everything God has for us. Amen? Amen. Amen. Don't try to do it on our own. We can't. We can only do it with God. We can only do it with God. In Galatians 4:6, it actually talks about a cry from the heart because of our Father. It says in Galatians 4:6, because you are his sons and his sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So even if your own emotions are just pretty loud and you know, you just... And there's the call of God's heart and his love. Well, despite your own emotions, you still have Christ living within you. You have the Spirit of Christ within us, the Holy Spirit. And even if your own emotions, you feel like, I just can't do it, fine. Doesn't rely on you. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of Christ within us. And still goes out the heart cry to heaven. The cry comes up and then there's the response. We cry out, Abba, Father, and the Father responds to that. The Lord always will respond to us. Deep calls to deep. And there always is that response. I just want to put up this last slide. Just put this one up. Just want to summarize some things here. Deep external situations can cause us to have a lot of deep internal emotion. And that's normal. And it actually, it's healthy. But it's unhealthy when that takes over. When our thoughts begin to spiral and get out of control, and we think, woe is us, and just get overwhelmed with that. But when there is that deep need of the circumstance that we go through, there's the fullness of God is there. The greater you need, the greater the provision that is there. The more desperate you need, the more abundant is the answer that God has. And so don't think that this is ever too hard or too difficult for God. The worse it is, the greater is the answer. The more abundant is that. So don't ever think that, oh no, how am I going to get the answer to this? The more desperate, the more wonderful the answer the Lord will bring. For yet I will praise the Lord. Amen? Amen? It will come. You might not see it straight away. The psalmist was not in the middle of the answer when they wrote this beautiful psalm. It says, but yet I will put your hope in God, for yet I will praise him. for yet I will praise him. And there's that confidence that that answer is not only there, but that answer will come. And so we stand and walk in that confidence. And then there's deep love, deep longing, the longing of your heart. If you don't know Jesus Christ, there's something deep fundamental within you that has never been answered and never been resolved and can never be answered and never can be resolved until you come and you give your life to Christ, you surrender your life to Christ and know the love of God. Only then will that longing within us be resolved. And for us who know the Lord, there's always a longing for God, a longing for his presence, a longing for intimacy with him, something deep, stirring, rising up within the heart. And God's ready to respond to that. He said, well, the scripture says, he says, call unto me and I will answer you. He says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. There's that love that is ready there to respond. And the challenge for us is, let's open our hearts and say, yes, Lord, I have that longing, Lord. And yes, Lord, I want to allow that love that you are directing to me, not just blanking it everywhere. Well, his love is like that, but he's targeting, directing his love to us in the middle of the circumstance. But really what is very simple about what we're sharing from this psalm is really, if you like, the formula or the pattern that we see within this psalm. And so, again, he says that he's downcast and he acknowledges that. He says, why, my soul, are you downcast? Why soul so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you. Three times he says that. He says, these things I remember. He remembers some things. Verse 6, I will remember. It says down again in verse 10, he says, my bones suffer mortal agony. And it talks about being downcast. But again, it talks about I will remember. Therefore, I will remember. So we have to remember. And why do you have to remember stuff? Because you forget it. Yeah? Yeah? You've ever forgotten anything? Yeah, where are your keys? All the time, where are my keys? They're somewhere. God knows where they are. But he will find them. We forget things. And we need to remind ourselves, if we are downcast, we have yet I will remember. We have to pull ourselves up in the middle of the storm, in the middle of whatever is happening. Yeah, you haven't stilled the storm. The storm's still there. The breakers are coming, maybe one after another. But we pull ourselves up and say, hang on, why are we downcast? Why are you downcast, my soul? God's going to get me through this. Or you're going to have the answer to that. And so I'm going to remember the goodness of God. I'm going to remember the provision of God. And the psalmist says, I will remember, because sometimes we forget. And I have sadly seen people that have gone through some pretty horrific stuff and they have forgotten. And they have forgotten. And they have forgotten. But no, we've got to remember. I will remember. And so when you're going through stuff, it's okay to acknowledge that you're downcast. Not a problem. We've all been there. But then we need to remember. Remember that's not your life. Remember that that's not who you are. Remember this is not your whole life or the rest of your life. This is a time, it's a season. Remember the answer that God has. Remember his provision. Remember his love is directed for you. Remember that. Remember that. It's not going to destroy you. It's not going to wipe you out. It's not going to take you out. Remember that. Remember that. And then trust in God. Trust him. God is worthy to be trusted. You can trust God. He is trustworthy. He's not like a person that will let you down. We've all been let down by people. Have you ever been let down by someone? Yes. Here, I'll give you 5 minutes. It'll happen if you haven't. Okay, people will let you down, but God will never let you down. You can trust in God. Trust in God. Whatever the circumstances, God will bring us through because he's a faithful God. We can trust in him. Yet I will praise the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. I want to pray for us. Let's go. Maybe you're going through a hard time, and I really want to pray for you at the moment. Pray for all of us who are going through difficult times, and pray for that we will remember something. We remember God's goodness, God's grace, his favor, his love, his heart to us in whatever circumstance, and to know that his love is directed towards us. Father, we just thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're a wonderful Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord, for every person here, Lord, that there is that deep longing for you. Lord, those who don't know you, Lord, they might not even understand what that longing is, but Father, I pray there'll be the determination this day and find you. I want the resolution of that longing of the heart, the silent longing in the heart to know my Father in heaven, to be in relationship with him. I pray, Lord, they'll have the courage this day to receive Jesus Christ who made the way through the cross to the Father, Lord. I pray, Lord, give people courage this day. Father, for those that are going through circumstances, Father, and maybe it's extreme like is described with the waves underneath and the lightning and the thunder and the rain and the storm and winds and everything else all around. Lord, in the middle of all of that, Lord, Father, that we will remember, that we remember that you are God. Lord, that you are our Lord and you're our Savior. And Lord, that your love is directed to us, Lord, that your heart longs for us even more than we long for you. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, let us respond to you. Let us respond to you, Lord. Let our hearts, Lord, let's sing that song of worship to you. Let us give that prayer, that conversation with you, Lord, that intimacy with you, Lord, as you draw us closer and closer and closer, Lord, as we go deeper and deeper, Lord, in you, Lord, because you're calling us deep, calling us deeper, Father. So, Lord, I pray for that, Lord. Anyone that is struggling this day, Father, I pray, Lord, that you'll just lift them, Lord. Help them to remember. Help them to remember this day. And, Lord, that they can say, why am I downcast? For yet I will praise the Lord. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your love. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your heart to us this day. In Jesus' name, amen.